Fantastic. So here we are live over the internet through BBS Radio. Welcome, everyone. Tonight it is the questions and answers call. If you have questions, we have answers. Or questions and answers with the Elohim. It is August the 19th, Wednesday evening in 2020. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call, and we had a few more people join in the last minute. Welcome to you guys. If you feel like, please say it in a location.
Cecil in Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey,
hi, family.
Who else?
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say it in a location.
Hi. This is Edna.
Good evening, Edna. Welcome.
Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hello.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi,
welcome.
Wanda. Hi, Edna. Hi.
Hello, Edna. Hello, Cecil.
Hi.
Hello, Heise.
Hello, Wanda. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, welcome,
hey.
Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, White Dove.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hi.
Yes, Morgan.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question.
Well, the other night at 3 in the morning, I won't go through the whole thing, but I had a miracle. And now I'm wondering if it's too soon to ask for another miracle for my right arm and shoulder and hand, especially.
No, it's never too soon to ask for a miracle. Never. You can always ask.
Right.
Yeah. Say all you have to do is ask.
Ask for more. Ask for what you want and more.
Yes, exactly. It's not selfish. We were always taught.
That goes the arm is the last part of my body. It's
God.
And so I'm wondering if I can ever write a Christmas card to my grandchildren again, you know?
Well, make that your goal. Make that a goal, you know? That you want to be able to write them a letter.
Envision it, because envisioning something is a very powerful tool for everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
I hear Roger and I hear Terry. Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Is he near yet?
No, he's not.
Okay, let me go check on him.
Thank you. And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jackie from Julian.
Welcome back, Jackie. Good evening.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie.
Hello.
And then welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
And for those that are listening in through BBS Radio online, we welcome you. As we wait for Winfrey to present himself here briefly, hopefully.
We can chit chat.
He's on his way.
Cool, thank you. Hello, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona. You did that
Hello,
really
Wynn.
Fast, guys. Good work. Good work.
Hi, Wynn.
Thank you for being
Hi,
here.
Wynn.
Hi,
welcome
Wynn.
To the call.
Right.
Do you guys really realize what we're doing?
Yes. It's so astounding. It's hard to explain to people.
I think so. Yeah.
Try to think it away.
No.
You know, they can't keep us down.
Right.
You know, I have a feeling, but I'm not sure about this, but I think Trump is going to win.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, I pray.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
How are you feeling, Janine?
Crappy.
Crappy.
Aww.
Well, that's better. Not so good.
Is it?
And two more people, Janine.
Right.
Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
I hear Jane, and I hear the positive man from Sedona, Raiden. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jane. Hey, Raiden.
And the next caller. No, there is no next caller. Trying to beat Ben over here.
Are you sure?
You know what, Ben?
No.
Something went out on AM radio, somebody with a lawyer who said that what they're trying to do is mess up the election so bad that if there is no solution by, like, in January, some date in January, that automatically crazy Nancy is going to be president. This is completely unverified from my end, but this is what somebody said, and he had a lawyer next to him. That was a rule made up some time ago.
I think that's their goal, is to get Nancy in there.
We
need to do our prayers, guys. Pray.
Oh, my heavens.
But Nancy is in Gitmo.
Maybe this will make you feel better. My 17-year-old grandson knows a whole bunch about searching and, using stuff online and that kind of thing. And he's very much a Trump supporter. And he said, you know how they're saying all the millennials are going to vote for, socialism and all that? He did an online search, and it's done by age. And he said there are millions of searches being done by millennials that are searching the Trump and making comments that are positive.
Uh-huh.
And he said, it's twice as many as there are of the other side. And he said,
it's
does that
so
make
obvious
you feel better?
What they're doing.
Yeah.
For me, the true counts would be totally for Trump. The only thing is they're going to try to mess it up, to my understanding.
Right.
And that might throw it off, but I'm positive that, if you see that he won last time while he was a wild card, and now, to many he has proven what he can do with the economy and trade deals and with the army and, closing of the border. I think that many more people will vote for him right now than 4 years ago.
I genuinely hope so.
As long as it's not going to be a corrupted situation with the votes.
But those, that's right. They're going to do everything they can to throw a monkey wrench.
Well,
they're with the back on the wall. They have to everything they can. Yeah.
Who's the guy who does Nostradamus? Because he predicted that Nostradamus has said Trump will win again. That this is going to be his second, but he won't finish the term. Whatever that means, it kind of scary.
I just want to point out that, get this into your little noggins. Our work is above timelines, above prophecy. And when you look at timelines, it's like what we're doing is so expansive that we take it for granted. I mean, it's like, because we're still living our day-to-day life. And you'd think we have people standing at the door begging to give us money. And we could,
you know,
to support it. But I, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
I wish Don was here.
Who?
Don.
Don.
Yeah. Nobody said
Don,
hi to me.
Boy, Don.
Hello, Don.
You know, oh,
you
did.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Sorry, we missed you.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Don, are you there?
Yeah.
What?
He's always there.
Ben, did you listen to Don from Northern Ohio? Not just
Northern.
Ohio. Hey, did you
Don?
Listen to this?
You mean Don?
Mr. Herman.
Yeah, Don,
did you
not listen? Dawn.
Don.
Get rid of that Holland accent.
Did you listen to Elizabeth April?
Elizabeth April.
I sent you that clip last night.
Did you guys hear that 6-minute Trump promotion?
No.
No.
I mean,
where would we have heard it?
I don't know. Raiden sent it to me.
YouTube probably, huh?
And I think they took it down from YouTube. And now they're sending it to everybody and telling them to pass it on. But
will you pass it to
it
us?
Was, yes, it was chillingly passionate. And I almost didn't read it because I get so many things now. But it was really good.
It's from Trump.com. That was their promotion for people to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
How many have downloaded the Trump app?
I haven't yet. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please share name and location.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
So, Wynn, apparently you didn't open my email either.
Did you send it to?
I sent you a different one about the arrests and executions.
That's fake, Cecil.
How many of you saw the video timelines relating to Trump?
No.
With his son? In relation to his son, to what's his name?
No, it's Trump. Just related to Trump. Never mind. I mean, I've got all these videos piling up that I have to send to my big list, and I just have to figure out how to introduce it, because there are always people who think Trump's an asshole, and that he's a despot. And a dictator, you know, and
he's a strong leader.
Hey, you know, I gotta say, you know, I couldn't stand his character either until he became president. And then you figure you need a guy like this to change things around, you know. I couldn't stand him either. Still, you know, still he has his edges. I say, oh my God, but, you know, it takes a guy like this to get stuff in line.
He's the father figure we've needed for years.
For years.
You know, there was that one clip from, I can't think of her name. She did research even before he was president. But all the great things he did about helping people and paying off people's homes and even they helped him. It's like amazing how big of a heart he has, you know.
Yeah.
He can be very blunt and slap people in the face, but he... At the same time, he has a huge heart, and, you know, it's
amazing. He's a cushy New Yorker. He's been a high-powered businessman his whole life, his whole business, you know, adult life, and that's how he's done business. But that's what we need. Like you said, we don't need wishy-washy.
Right. So
I mean, imagine what he is standing up against.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I pray for his safety. I pray every night for him.
I mean, I don't even think his wife can stand sleeping with him.
Probably not.
They have separate rooms, you know that, right?
I'm sure they have separate rooms.
Yeah.
He has an all black room, he has an all white room. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jill in Rochester, Minnesota.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Welcome. When we
Hi,
go
everybody.
On.
Hi, Jill.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. For welcome, anyway. Sorry. So for those who are interested, I want to mention a video. I think it's a public video. I'm signed up. I'm paying a membership for her name is Elizabeth April. But the latest one she got out on YouTube, it's a Q&A. And if you Google it, if you YouTube it, Q&A Solar Flare Remote Viewing. And it was published on August 16th. It's an hour and 5 minutes plus. And if you start at 38 minutes in there, there's some very revealing stuff. I believe she's a good channeling person, but use your own discernment. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Give us that name again.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Lauren.
April. The month April.
Hi.
And this particular, she brings YouTubes out time after time. This one goes by the type. The title starts with Q&A, Solar Flare, Remote Viewing, Discernment, Underground Tunnels, and it's particularly about the underground tunnels. What's very interesting, what she has to share.
Mm.
And it starts at 38 minutes.
Are they talking about all the underground tunnels being shot up or exploded?
No, not shut up. She's talking about all those children who are held underground. And there is, but I remember she said there's about 8 million children worldwide underground in tunnels. And she's also sharing how the white hats are rescuing all those children and how the FEMA camps that were set up by the bad guys, so to speak, here in the USA, are right now being changed over to centers for those children to be housefest and be treated. So she's saying a lot of what the bad has been doing is right now switched over to be used by the good.
It says members only content.
Is it? Oh, dang. But what I just shared with you is the main thing, actually. And she's also, you know, talking about how it all started, because she was channeling on one of her clients who had a past life in the 17th or 18th century, and her father was one of those big properties owners or farmers, and who bought lots of slaves. And then she said how this daughter from that farmer was really taking care of the slaves and the children and everything. But back then already, I need to take a step back. The reason initially why they started bringing people over from South Africa to here was actually for harvesting the, from children, what they take from
Adrenochrome.
Yes, that was the actual reason why the Draconians, but then they started changing it over to making them slaves. But at the same time, you know, that was happening. It was pretty interesting what she was sharing on this.
So this adrenochrome has been going on for many, many years then.
Yes. Probably way before that time, but yes.
Holy cow.
And it's the Draconians who are onto that, apparently.
They're advancing that?
Those were the ones who came up with harvesting that and using it and. But it's, yeah, Bumble, this is a.
No wonder they called him Dracula.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we should get started. Okay.
Yeah. I thank everyone for being here, those on BBS Radio Online. Thank you guys for hanging in there with us. And if you have a question that you want to get answered tonight on this show, email it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
I don't have email.
Who is that?
And you're out of luck.
Then you're out of luck.
No, she's not. I can pull some strings here.
Morgan, what's the question you want to ask? This is Morgan in Nevada.
It's the one about my right leg, which healed this past week. I'm not healed exactly. I got to work with it, but it moves at least. But my right arm and my hand and everything and my right side up above doesn't work yet. So I was wondering if I could ask for a healing for my right arm and hand and shoulder and stuff. I don't expect it instantaneously.
Well, it's better to expect it.
But I'll take it if it comes.
Is Edna on the line tonight?
She is.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Our Fräulein from Snohomish.
Now, I saw your question about France.
Back to the call, please say name and location.
Grandma, wake up back again.
Welcome back there, Grandma. I'm going to mute the dings.
I got bumped up. Okay.
So, Edna, is France open to spiritual work?
Oh yeah, he was here before, and he asked questions to the sources of the past.
You know, why don't you? Maybe you can get Dr. Ging. You think he's afraid he's gonna die? Are you afraid he's gonna die?
Oh, he's unconscious already. He's not. He's not making it.
Who are you talking about, Edna?
The grand.
My former husband.
France?
Yep.
What happened to him?
He's in the hospital for almost 3 weeks now. He's back to ICU.
What happened to him?
It's problems with his liver and alcohol.
Dang.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Anything in alcohol makes it worse.
And is he still somewhere in the Midwest or not?
No, he was working in Vegas, so he
in
moved
Vegas.
To Vegas. Yep. Uh-uh.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Maybe Dr. Ging would go see him, but I think he has to be conscious and not in ICU. You
yeah,
know?
Well,
they might not even let him in.
No, they don't let anybody in. Yeah. His wife cannot get in. My daughter cannot get in. Nobody can get in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Morgan?
Yes?
You want me to include in your question, is Dr. Ging helping?
Hmm.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
We have exactly half an hour left, 30 minutes.
Okay, we're going to start, okay?
All right, so the things are off, and I'm going to mute the lines.
Muted. The recording has started.
Hello to everybody in BBS. As usually, we had our what should we call him? Our
questions and answers
group.
With the Elohim.
No.
Sorry.
Our support group talking all this time. And they all had I mean, obviously everything is going on, and people have really important things to share. So we're going to start now with our questions and answers with the Elohim. And thank you for being here. Thank everybody for being here.
So, and today is August 19th, 2020.
And thank you for being here too, guys.
My pleasure.
Keeping me from floating away. Father, Mother, God, Terry, are you here? Better make sure Terry's unmuted.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and everyone on BBS. And we take all negativity in us and around us and release it to the higher realms of light to be transmuted and disappear. Right now, we invoke a group energy, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here this day, the 19th of August, 2020, and we make an adjustment and we come to each and every person on the line who wishes to be in contact with us. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. That's where the voice comes from, or the computer. That's where the voice comes from, but we come straight to you. So that input is faster than the little bit faster than the voice. So it's a little bit out of sync there in what you hear and what is coming directly to you. We have a light pink showing of light when we contact the third density veil or embodiment around the individual. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you or resonate with you at that time, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Hive. Please inform us what the widespread lightning and thunderstorms that happened on Monday look like from your point of view. And I will add, is there any indication of negative sources or signs or anything else, or was it just a purely geophysical event? Thank you.
Well, what is a purely geophysical event?
Well,
it was geophysical. However, there are certain high frequencies that were put into the air before this happened to sow charge and help on, help urge on the negative effects of the lightning in the area. And now there are this figure is very high on over 300 forest fires that have been started by such a thing, and the rain has not materialized
very much. And this part of the seating that occurred before, a few days before, have an effect, but to a negative effect on the area. We hope that shed some light on it.
What would the negative effect be?
Over 300 forest fires.
300 forest fires.
300 fires in California at this time, more than 300.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chosen carefully by the weather conditions and the heat and the dryness.
Okay. This is from Raiden in Sedona. The KC readings emphasize that there, I have to reword this, he didn't word it exactly right. Emphasize that we have between life interplanetary soul journeys, or some of us do, as well as Earth incarnations. Could you please give me my latest Earth incarnations and or my interplanetary, I don't know if we would call them incarnations, because I think you don't have a body when you're interplanetary. I think you're just an energy hanging around in the energy field of a planet, but you can verify that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Give us a moment. There are multiple things that can happen. We see that we would prefer you to do your own memory and to gradually remember what happened between your last incarnation and this incarnation. Rather than to specify it for you, when you're making noise.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm not making noise.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I didn't hear any noise, but let me take a quick look. See if
it was like moaning.
When you were humming like,
right,
and deep thought.
Right, it's like that. You were going like that.
Like you were forgetting to inhale. All
right. Right.
Behave then.
All right, oh, now let me get back into this. Your intention is what guides you and directs you into the future after you transition. We do not wish to go into some of the between life things that happened, and we see that your intention was to come back rapidly and to resume your adventures on this planet. You have a strong life force.
I would like to ask a question, and that is, in general, when Casey said we go to other planets in between lives, well, I don't think that's true for everyone. I would think that would be for an advanced soul who is able to break through their own matrix, even on the other side, to be able to do that. And I would also assume it's a free will choice.
But it is possible that one can go to another planet after they transition, and then come back. I mean, as you say, it is a free will choice.
But if they go to another planet, just in general, since most of the planets in our realm, in our solar system, don't officially have life, what happens to them when they go to another planet?
It depends upon where they go. If they would go to the Pleiades, it's like they may, generally people come back to the same place with where they are familiar. And they do not generally go to transition to another planet unless, say, they had come here from the Pleiades, and they might go back to visit briefly and then come back here. But usually it's they go back to some place that they have familiarity with.
So they don't just go to a planet in our solar system and hang out in the vibratory field of the planet.
Not usually. It's possible, but not usually.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Lauren asks, what are archons?
Archons?
Archons. So I've heard that term many times, and it's usually indicated as something negative. I'll tell you what, I'll look up the definition of it. And I thought it might be, okay. The Archons are rulers, each related to one of seven planets. They prevent souls from leaving the material realm. The political connotation of their name reflects rejection of the governmental system as flawed, without chance of salvation. That's one definition of Archon. Another one here is demonic entities subordinates to the embodiment of evil in the corresponding belief systems. Archons in Gnosticism and religions closely related to it, demonic entities subordinate to the embodiment of evil in the corresponding something. Okay. So it sounds like archons, at least from what I'm reading here, are some kind of energy form that's dispatched by negative or evil. Here's another one. The archons are parasitic entities which are intelligence-driven mind predators. They exist in multiple dimensions, able to slip from one dimension to another within the lower frequencies of the sixth through the first dimensions. They do not exist solely in the third dimension, though they can directly affect our reality.
This is what we see our kind as negative producing beings that have ability to influence the surroundings or others and are able to move between dimensions. That, that is how we see them.
Now here's another one that says they. Now this particular website usually has interesting things. In Gnostic cosmology, archons are a species of inorganic beings that emerged in the solar system prior to the formation of the Earth. They are cyborgs inhabiting the planetary system, which is described as a virtual world they construct by imitating the geometric forms emanated from the Pleroma, I never heard that word, the realm of the generators, the cosmic gods. They are a genuine species with their own proper habitat and may even be considered to be godlike, but they lack intentionality and they have a nasty tendency to stray from their boundaries and intrude in the human realm. Archons are said to feel intense envy towards humanity because we possess the intentionality that they lack. The Gaia mythos describes how the archons were produced by fractal impact in the dense elementary field arrays of the galactic limbs. When Sophia plunged unilaterally from the galactic core.
There are many words here that we do not know, like Sophia.
Sophia is a god form. Feminine god form of some sort.
Is there a further question to this?
Pardon me?
Is there a further question about archons?
Well, I think that Lauren wanted to know what your awareness is of archons.
We mentioned it. We are experiencing what it is like to be an archon as we are speaking, but we do not wish to spend a lot of time to evaluate archons. It's like they are like shadow beings that move between dimensions and like almost like virtual reality shadows that are a fractal of a human or a being, but are not all there.
Do they, can I ask the question, can they attach themselves to a human, kind of as a, in some parasitic way? They call them a parasite, so, like in other words.
It would depend upon the human. There could be a human that would qualify to be a docking station for one of them.
Okay. Would it be a service to self, human, a service to other being, or could it be either?
We wish to leave this subject.
All right. Thank you. That's enough. Okay, next question. Morgan had a healing.
Yes, Dr. Ging influenced on this, but it is not Dr. Ging, it is his messengers, his summoning of the higher powers that is working.
Yes, and I believe this is the first time that I think that he's experienced doing this remotely, and it's something that you had said that
he has been doing it remotely with his patients. Now we're just not just doing it over more distance.
Yes. Okay. And so she asks for help with her right arm and her shoulder.
Yes. It is being sent.
Okay. Now, Edna has a special request today. Would like to ask you if you could help please take care of her ex, Franz, when he passes to the other side. He is so sick at the hospital in Vegas, and I am not sure how long he can hold in this current situation since his organs are failing. I am asking this.
He is hanging on for his daughter. Otherwise he would slip or slide away, but he is fighting a losing battle, and so we will be by him.
Thank you. She would like to know he's not alone when he goes. Thank you very much.
He is not alone now and then.
Okay, thank you. And hang on here. You know, obviously, our world, this is me, let me just see if there's another question here. Okay, Janine in Salt Lake City. I would like to ask about, I'm always told that I'm an intuitive, but I can say I do believe that I do not always see it. What I would like to ask is, what is blocking me from getting it from my higher self? I'm not sure if I'm asking the right question in the right way. Thank you. Janine.
We see what you're talking about. We see that you, in your relationship with others in the world around you, you get the image, the input from the others, and you have a tendency to rely on that, to move into that, and it clouds your own independent thinking, and that is what is blocking you towards your very intuitiveness. You slide into the view of what it is around you rather than maintaining your own center and viewing it as it is. And you have a very loving disposition, and so you would like to be in agreement. And so it blocks you from seeing places where there are deficiencies, criticalness is being critical you don't want to be. And you're blocked from seeing it completely as it is because you want it to, you want to be in harmony with it.
Thank you. This is from Phyllis in Squim, Washington. Dear friends, I was recently told my third eye needs to be cleared. Is this true? If so, what can be done about it? Thank you.
We do see that there is some material calcification or some, it's not as liquid and able. The third eye in that area, you had a number of cells in the body that are similar to the cells of the eye. And so you need to keep that clear of impediments, calcification. It's not bad, though, but it could be cleared more, and so you see crystal clear out of the body, and you have the ability to see beyond what you could see in the physical.
Thank you. She's asked, what can be done about it? Is there anything she can do to...
Well, if you have any sources of contaminants in your water or in your food that would... your whole body operates is there's a lot of noise.
Sorry.
Your whole body operates as a whole, and so your whole digestive tract, like the and your liver, do detoxification in that area, in the liver stones, to get the whole operation operating to detoxify your system. That will all help clear the path for your third eye to clear.
Thank you. You know, Dr. Ging had given me, I'm just going to throw in this question myself. He'd given me this liquid that he formulated and said to put it in a nebulizer, which is a thing you put on your face, and it liquefies it takes the liquid and turns it into a mist, and then you breathe it. And I've used it a couple of times so far, and it seems to open up my breathing. That's the purpose of it.
Yes.
And it does that. And yes. I had a feeling it was making an impact on my pituitary as well.
Yes. So the clearing of your breathing and the elimination of phlegm in your system can help get things moving.
So that can impact the pituitary in a positive way.
Yes. Opening up the pathways.
Do I mean the pituitary or the pineal? Which is the gland that's in your third eye? Is that the pineal gland?
Pineal.
Yeah. So can that work in opening up the pineal?
Yes, as you open up the whole system will clear.
Yes, that's what
I said. The whole pathway towards elimination of keeping the system moving, keeping toxins exiting, clearing out the liver. It all helps to keep the awareness, brighten up the awareness in all the aspects, all the senses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And do you have any closing words for us?
We know that these are difficult times that you're moving through. They have a chance to make things come out more righter, better than they have in a long time. You have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Great. So on that note, let's see here. I'm going to...
I want to share, since Elizabeth April, it's only for subscribers. Another thing she shared, of course, don't take my word for it, and I think she's pretty legitimate with what she's providing the information. She was also saying that she's talking to the Confederation, that it was already decided who is going to win the election. They did not want to share who was going to win it, but they were also saying that the light is overcoming the dark.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Intuitively, I was starting to get that. I mean, it's only been in the last couple of weeks that I can feel that, and that I think there's a new wave of people coming on board that is starting to pay attention to the vast amount of information that's being put on the internet about what's going on. And that one of the things I've noticed is the quality of the presentation of the information. At 7 o'clock, we probably have to go. There's the quality of the presentation of the information is far more professional and easier to share with other people instead of sounding like conspiracy kooks. And I'm going to send some of that out, and I just hope everyone shares it or anything that's credible. Be careful what you share, because people will dismiss things for the wrong reasons. Even like Alex Jones, for example. He puts out a lot of good stuff, but he's very easy to dismiss because he is so
crude.
the way he presents stuff, yes, it can throw people off, yes.
Yeah. So I wouldn't send Alex Jones to somebody. Mm. But there's other people. I mean, you could, but depending on the person, of course. But on one hand, he's got a lot of followers and he reaches a lot of people. But we got to go. The whole planet is healing. So we will. You want to unmute everybody?
Yes. One more thing I quickly want to say is that many of the things that look to us as being negative, like the whole COVID issue, is actually being used in a positive way by the white hats to be effective with the things they are doing. So it's pretty interesting what the things I have heard. Thank you all.
Yeah.
We go over to whole planet healing. Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you so much, our beloved brothers and sisters from the Ra group and Elohim group on the other side. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you from Squim.
This session is no longer being recorded.